live from the Kotel HaMa'aravi, a very, very short shmooz in honor of Parshas Kisisa, in honor of Shabbos. This week's Parsha, Torah says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudalet, we'll share two ideas about Shabbos very briefly. One, Ushmartem es HaShabbos, you should guard Shabbos. It says in the two Pesukim later, V'shamru v'nei es HaShabbos, a lot of guarding. What are we guarding? What's the guarding of Shabbos? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on this pasuk suggests a very nice idea. He says, "Shmartem" comes doesn't only mean to guard, also means to anticipate. Where do you see that? It says that in Parshas Vayeshev, after Yaakov hears Yosef's dreams, it says, "Vayikanu bo echav," which means his brothers were jealous of Yosef. V'aviv shamares hadavar, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his father, I'm sorry, shamares hadavar. What does it mean? Is he guarding it? It means he anticipated. It means that we're supposed to try to anticipate Shabbos. Today is Thursday, one more day to Shabbos. Once the Shabbos is over, six more days till Shabbos. Ay, 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 ay. It's supposed to be an anticipation. A Jew lives with Shabbos in his mindset. In fact, the Ramban says in Parshas Yisro that the mitzvah of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho means what? It means you should always remember Shabbos. And that's why, according to the Ramban, when we say in the morning, the Shir Shem Yom Yom Mishom HaShabbos, Ayom HaChamisha B'Shabbos, you're fulfilling perhaps a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, because you're having a mindset of Shabbos. The Jew is always thinking about Shabbos. That's why we mentioned already. Today is now Thursday. Today is Yom Chamishi. Shabbos. When you see that over here, Ushmartim es HaShabbos, you should anticipate Shabbos. You should look forward to Shabbos. I can't wait for Shabbos. The Jews all across the world, after going through days of Purim, they have Purim, everyone's Baruch Hashem tired and drained. Shabbos is very much on our minds. That's how it should be. Shabbos, Ushmartim es HaShabbos. That's point number one, to anticipate Shabbos. The final point I want to share with you is a beautiful diach I once heard. It might be in the name of the Sfasemis. It's a very, very beautiful idea. It says, V'shamru v'nei yisos ha-shabbos pasat ha-zayin. La'asos es ha-shabbos, to make Shabbos, l'dorosam, for their generations, bris olam, eternal bris. What does that mean? I think it's a Sfasemis. It says a beautiful thought. It says like this, my friends. It says, when you keep Shabbos the right way, you're keeping Shabbos l'dorosam, for generations. Meaning, you should keep Shabbos in a way that your Shmira Shabbos is an eternal Shmira Shabbos. That Shabbos is so much in your blood, that it's in your kids' blood, and in your grandchildren's blood, and in your great-grandchildren's blood, and it's forever and ever and ever. This reminds me of a Vart. I didn't have a chance to share this here on Purim, but I'll share it right now. It's still day after Shushan Purim, the 16th day of Adar. At the end of the Megillah, it says an amazing thing. It says by the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. The Jews were mekabel, aleihem, on themselves, v'al zarom, and on their descendants, v'al kol ha-nilv malehem. And any person that just comes in their group, and there's going to be Purim. How do you do that? How can people 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, make a 2,000 something years ago, make a Kabbalah that's going to last forever? Doesn't make sense. Tali make a Kabbalah and daven v'sikin the rest of the week. Okay, fine. This guy can make a Kabbalah that only have Chol v'Yisrael. Fine, that's a Kabbalah you can make. How can you make a Kabbalah that's going to be binding on your children and your children's children forever? V'lo yavor. Doesn't make any sense. The answer is, when the Kabbalah comes from such a deep place, such a real place, from a place of the depths of the depths, the heart of hearts, that Kabbalah is forever. B'shamu v'nei yisos ha-shabbos. Blas is ha-shabbos. How? The door of some for generations. You should realize, when you keep Shabbos, when you're most nefesh for Shabbos, when you're most nefesh to learn a little bit extra on Shabbos, to keep Shabbos with a little more Kedusha, keep Shabbos a little bit more Onik Shabbos, Menucha Shabbos, not Menuchas, like Rashi says, not the Menucha of, okay, let's just chill and relax and play settlers on Shabbos. nothing against settlers. No, you keep Shabbos in a way, you say Tillim on Shabbos, you learn an extra on Shabbos, you sing Zemiros on Shabbos, you're involved in the Vikas of Shabbos. When you have that, that's a special Shabbos. That's not the Menucha of just chilling, that's the Menucha of Kedusha, Menucha of Emes and Emunah. Shalom, Shalom, Hashem, Avetah, Hashem, Yizokhim, Ritz Hashem. Both these points should come true with us. Number one, we should anticipate Shabbos. And number two, when Shabbos comes, we should have Shabbos, not just for ourselves, but a Kabbalah of Shabbos that's forever and ever. Netzach, Netzachim. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abosai. Shkoyach.